Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Patriots Friday and Jaylen Brown Day here in the city of Austin.
Dude.
What are you laughing at over there?
Just, you're unbelievable, man.
Where's your jersey? You could have worn your JB jersey.
I love it. It's just, did I hear about Fitzy or Fisty? Is he wearing a JB jersey too?
No, I'm the only supporter.
Look at that.
The most underappreciated superstar in the history of Boston.
You're such a Boston bro right now.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
These are our people, Ted.
I love it. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else. I'm a Boston guy through and through, but I can still make fun and bust balls on my own, right? So it's okay.
It's all good. Dan Ball.
Jaylen Brown's not a superstar. Thanks.
Oh! Yeah. Hey, Dan Ball, would you say Andy looks like he would fit in well in a House of Pain video?
I thought he fit in better at the Junior Celtics Academy today with the jersey.
Oh, shots! Bang, bang.
I would look like that poor guy that got blocked by Wembanyama, with his forearm.
What would those kids think of his Hey Dude shoes? What do you think?
They'd be like, wow.
Need to get up to speed. Hey Dudes are cool. Most men from the ages of like 18 to 45 wear them.
If I asked Jackson what he thought of Hey Dudes.
He has some.
Oh, he does?
And so do his teammates.
Okay.
How you like them apples, Teddy Ballgame?
I'll just chill out.
I bet he only wears them when you're around, though.
We also set a new record today. Ted bullied me out of a potential three-point stance that I was thinking of having.
Bullied.
He yelled at me right out the gates and said it was dumb and I had like a psychosis and...
What was that? What was that? What are you talking about?
It involved Josh McDaniels getting a third chance as a head coach.
Oh, did I really? You were going there? Go ahead. Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
So your 60 seconds starts right now.
But it is time.
We need a fourth one today. Good Lord.
It is time for our three-point stances.
319!
319!
319!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Top text from the 774. Not a superstar, Andy. Sorry to hear that. Time for today's three-point stance.
Yeah, it got cut off. It said, yeah, it got cut off. It'll be in the next text.
Yeah, I bet. Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're not a superstar yet, and that sucks, you gotta get Glassman, and you can call Jaylen Brown's number at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons.
Excuse me, what was that?
What?
What was that number?
Are you about to do a visual gag on the radio for everybody?
It's 7, baby. We're on Twitch. They love us on Twitch.
3 o'clock YouTube. Here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will defend their favorite players and give us their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friend?
So by definition, this is about the biggest story in Boston sports. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now.
So the biggest story in Boston sports is clearly one thing. Jaylen Brown Day in the city of Boston. Happy birthday, Jaylen Brown. Number 7 in your...
Thank you. Thank you.
No. Number 7 in your program. Number 1 in your heart if you are a smart Boston basketball fan. The world champion. The former finals MVP. The former Eastern Conference finals MVP. The guy who laid it all on the line the other night with 9 seconds to go.
Oh,
but
yeah,
just
laid
couldn't
it on
quite,
the line. Uh-huh.
Hey, you'll have your time. Couldn't quite lift the Celtics to where they needed to go, but he gets another chance tonight. In New York against the Knicks, I feel the victory. I feel Jaylen Brown celebrating his birthday, not just with cake and maybe some adult beverages, but with a victory down 95 in the Big Apple. He should be proud because he is indeed what he once said he is, the most underappreciated star, I'll drop the super for now, in the city of Boston sports. Happy birthday, Jaylen Brown. Happy Jaylen Brown Day.
Oh, my God. Is it over?
Wait, is it frowned upon to actually like players and support the teams and sports that we enjoy watching?
Fitzy, I'm ashamed of you. You built a lifestyle on it.
You're just like begging to be his in his entourage, or like, do you just want to retweet? Do you want a hug? Do you want to what?
Quick aside, I don't believe I would fit in his entourage. I think I would stick out like a sore thumb.
Why?
I'm just not sure I'm the same. Yeah. The Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
The Hokas. Whatever I'm wearing.
You remember the old song, one of these things is not like the others. One of these things just doesn't belong.
I'm guessing there's no, what is it? Juice Wear? Is that what it is, the company is? Juice or whatever with the 7 backwards or something. I don't know that they sell visors.
That's really caught on. I don't think.
If there's one thing I think Jaylen Brown may regret, it could be all of that. I feel like he's going to end his career about $100 million lighter in the wallet because of these businesses. But I get it. He's about more than him. He's starting businesses to show to other athletes that they can do it too. This is just a seed, right? This is like you give a man a fish, he eats one night. You teach him to fish, he eats for life. And that's what JB is doing.
JB the Prophet tweeted, grateful to see 29 earlier this morning. So
we're grateful to
hashtag
have you, JB.
Pay attention to me. Hashtag it's my birthday. Hashtag
hashtag be nice, city of Boston
hashtag
sports
acknowledge
fans.
Me. Hashtag, my God.
Hashtag I sit down to pee.
Hashtag it's all my
he
spotlight.
Does not. All right.
Hashtag all eyes on me. Hashtag stop.
You need to get sick again and go home. Jeez, that was not nice, Ted.
I've had more fun already, first 9 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you seem to get a lot of joy out of, I don't know, bullying me and JB.
This is just a fun storyline that I just, it's going to be a good season for Celtics.
Do they have a chance tonight? We'll get to it later, but they have a chance tonight?
They do. Okay. What, the New York Knicks had 5 players that scored in double figures the last game? I mean, it's okay. That's all. It's going to be tough, but yeah, they
have anyone by the, Ted, does anyone by the name of Edgecombe play for the Knicks?
You know what? The fact that he does not, then I think the Celtics have a chance.
They do. They have a chance. And it's the team that wanted Joe Mazzulla this offseason. So a little, extra stuff. Oh, okay. Whoa, Fitzy's turned on Joe Mazzulla early.
Yeah,
turned?
A lot of great media members to bully in New York, right, Fitzy?
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest market, and they'll never over-scrutinize you in the least.
You guys are influencing the text line. They're being not very nice to JB right now. 978, and the guy who can't make a pressure free throw and has more turnovers than a bakery.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh, I like that. It's a good line.
You guys don't know
like
ball.
Pepperidge.
You know what? It's going to be a fun year.
I'm not so sure about that.
It's going to be a
fun year. Not sure how many times this will be brought out of the closet from here on out, but we'll see. Love you, JB. Mean it.
I mean, we're all rooting for Jaylen Brown to be as good as your green colored glasses are. Like we want him to prove that he's capable of being a true number one.
We talked about it last week sometime. We don't want two teams that are looking for lottery picks. We're already kind of going down that road with the Bruins and paying more attention to Penn State than we are over here at TD Garden. We don't want the Celtics to go down the same road. And if JB falls on his face, the Celtics might be going down that road.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm watching college basketball because it's either on and I need sports white noise or it's March Madness, not because I'm doing early December advanced scouting for the Celtics draft pick. No, no thanks.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one there if it's possible. I have a slight feeling it'll come up before we get to our Celtics segment later. But in the meantime, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready, my friends?
I am indeed, and I am also very positive, just not about Jaylen Brown.
Okay, let's hear it. 60 seconds, go ahead.
Gentle reminder, everybody, as we all get geeked up for Jaylen Brown's birthday, or we focus our attention on another big college football Saturday, and especially Sunday's Browns at Patriots showdown, as the Patriots look to push it to 6 on the season, 5 in a row, and hopefully a second one at home. Tonight begins one of the great sporting events each and every year. It's the Fall Classic. That's right. The World Series begins tonight. Oh. The Red Sox have been... See, that's it, Ted. Like, yeah. I think we've all kind of forgotten about it because the Sox got bumped 3 weeks ago. And I just want to remind everybody, whether you want to have it on in the background, you're at a little Halloween party, you're at a sports bar, don't miss what could be a thoroughly engaging, very entertaining World Series. Tonight's Game 1 features Blake Snell, who may be pitching better than... He might be the Shohei Ohtani of pitchers right now. 0.86 ERA in the postseason. Ooh. Going up against Trey Yesavage, a kid who was in single-A ball back in April and now has to pitch to Shohei Ohtani in Game 1 of the World Series at home. You've got the superstars and the evil empire out west of L.A. against the upstart Canadian neighbors of the North led by David Ortiz 2.0 and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Have fun. Watch baseball because it'll be gone before you know it. Thank you.
Is it Trey Yesavage or Yay Trey Yesavage?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, you make it sound much more... Chris Gasper likes your pronunciation.
Yeah.
It's more the French. The horse
Sauvage.
De hoops.
Sauvage. What's the... that's the cologne that Johnny Depp
Pedals.
Yeah, it's Sauvage.
Oh, I like that? Savage.
Savage is better.
Like, no, if I have to face Shohei, I want to call myself Savage, not Sauvage.
Could the Red Sox be in the World Series right now? I mean, the Blue Jays, are they that much better than the Red Sox?
Yeah, they would have smoked. They scored 23 runs in the first two games against the Yankees. You didn't score 23 runs in, like, 17 games.
In September.
Jesus.
Did you see how the Red Sox were playing the Blue Jays at the end of the season?
Yeah, it wasn't happening. I wanted to talk my and the lighting. It was great for Yoshida, my guy, all those storylines. No, you were getting curb stomped.
They would have for sure put up a better fight, though.
I'm not so sure about
that. You think Garrett Crochet would have overseen a game in which they got close to 23 runs or whatever half of that is?
But that's
11 and a half runs.
He literally can't pitch Monday, Tuesday,
that's
Wednesday,
the problem.
And Friday.
You had one guy ready to pitch. You could, like, you couldn't compete in a series, and you weren't scoring runs. So the worst case scenario is you lose 1-0 when Crochet pitches, and then you give up 23 the next two nights.
Let me ask you guys this. How far away are the Red Sox from the Blue Jays then?
Not far at all.
Yeah, one season.
So just one big, you know, paycheck to some big free agent this offseason.
I'll give, like, if Roman Anthony had been part of the mix, maybe I think about it, or if they had just been healthy in terms of pitching. If you change those two things, Roman Anthony's batting leadoff and your pitching staff is not decimated by injuries, you get a puncher's chance to beat the Blue Jays in that series.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're not that far. Now, I hope they're not listening. Because I don't want them thinking that way. I don't want them thinking that everybody getting healthy is like our offseason. No. You should be thinking Joe Ryan, Kyle Tucker, add to the roster.
Yeah, and Alex Bregman. You got to bring back those guys, too. I think you can't lose those guys.
I agree. You can't lose those guys, and you need to add to
it. I'm saying those guys. Has Trevor Story decided what he's going to do?
All reports indicate he's staying.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways they're saying, like, he feels loyal to the organization.
Totally. That's his personality.
Yeah.
No surprise.
And that... I mean, who am I to tell somebody?
He's had a screw year.
I also don't know who's going to pay him. Like, are that people going to be like, "Oh, you had one healthy season, so that's who you are now."
Yeah.
If I'm the next guy, I'm thinking I'm going to give you a 4-year deal, and I'm going to be the 4-year idiot who's watching you hurt every year. So no way.
Friendly reminder that the World Series can be heard right here on WEEI.
Yeah.
Coverage begins at 7 from ESPN Radio. First pitch at 8.
And truly a World Series. Right? I mean, with the two obviously different countries in North America, but then when you bring in Asia for Ohtani and Yamamoto and all that, like, it's kind of a true World Series. And that's why they're saying
three nations
could be some money being made. What'd you say, three nations?
Three nations.
We just need one more to get like hockey.
Okay. World diplomat Andy Hart with the World Series coming up beginning tonight. All right, Ted, you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right. I really hope this is about Jaylen Brown, but here's 60 seconds either way.
It is not, unfortunately. It is about Chandler Morris. Do you guys know who Chandler Morris is? Doesn't ring a bell, huh? He's the quarterback of University of Virginia, who is having a great year, 68% completion percentage. He's got 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a rating of 146. You go, what's that? What are you talking about Chandler Morris for? Well, he is going to be playing UNC this Saturday, the Tar Heels, who've lost, 3 in a row recently? Chandler Morris is a kid who played at North Texas last year. He was drafted. He's from Houston, Texas. He went to Highland Park. He first went to Oklahoma, then transferred to TCU, then transferred to North Texas. And you know what he wanted to do after his season last year, more than anything, was to play for Bill Belichick in the UNC Tar Heels. You know what? The Tar Heels didn't want Chandler Morris. They said, nah, he's not our kind of guy. And so they said, no, we're going to go with this other guy, Gio Lopez. And so now the Cavaliers are playing the Tar Heels at 12 o'clock tomorrow. I will be listening. I'll be watching my son play soccer, but I'll have my earpiece in. I'll be listening to that UVA game. I am so curious how that game goes because Chandler Morris wanted to play for Bill Belichick, and they said, nah, we're good. We want this other kid. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun game just because of that little side story. And the kid's having a great year. UVA, have you ever been to Charlottesville?
No.
I
heard it's gorgeous, too.
Gorgeous. I mean, I went there one time with Slade. Chris Slade is leads the history. He's got the most sacks in history there at UVA with 40. I went there one weekend with him, and I fell in love with the campus. But it's not a place that is going to be bringing, powerhouses there anytime soon. But they're 16th in the country, 6-1, and have a chance to, extend that record to 7-1 when they play UNC. So I think it's just an interesting little kind of storyline of this whole season.
Real quick, Andy, also just FYI, of course, the game is at Chapel Bill. Right now, Ted, UNC 10.5-point home dogs against the 16th-ranked Cavaliers.
And you mentioned you're not going to have, two things. First of all, there is some dispute as to whether the story's true in terms of whether he wanted to go there.
Are you
saying
the Athletic is lying?
There is some dispute of that. There are some questions as to the veracity of that story in the Athletic.
I need Pablo Torre on it now.
Why are you you're saying my information is not correct?
That's kind of what I'm saying. Well, but anyway.
The Athletic is owned by the New York Times. The New York Times would never publish anything that wasn't true.
Individual reporters make mistakes. They get burned by sources. But secondary is UVA is good. You said 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. 6-1, 16th in the country.
They're a really good academic school. That's a school that UNC, that should be, you may not be able to get up to Alabama, Georgia, those. If UVA can be 16, you can be 16. Now, whether it was
that's a good example.
What I mean? That's a great academic institution playing high-level football.
Same kind of playing field.
Right. That's equal playing field. And yet, you stink, and
that's a great point. Yep.
Top 20 team. Yep. They could make the playoffs. Like, they get a couple more wins. They could be a playoff-type team. So I think that's a apt comparison for Bill Belichick's school.
I agree.
That's a good academic school, too. Don't make excuses.
They have the same kind of restrictions that you have, man.
Absolutely. If you even have them anymore, because the way they've sold their soul, I don't know what restrictions they have at UNC anymore. Yeah. They've sold their soul.
Well, didn't UNC have that scandal where the paper, the kids weren't really going to class? There was a weird.
I heard that was Colorado.
You would think. I mean,
no Buffalo Ricochet shots.
No, Ted went to basket weaving.
It was history of jazz.
Rocks for jocks. Some of those things.
But you know what? A couple of those in your 4 years is understandable.
I took casino gambling at Tufts. So who am
did
I to
really?
Throw? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
You did?
I did.
Yeah. Were you in class with Chauncey Billups?
No.
Beat me to the punch,
casino gambling? Like, so yeah. You learn table games?
Table games, different gambling, odds,
oh,
how to count
awesome.
Cards,
what?
Kind of the plus and minus of counting cards.
Oh, that's like, yeah. Wait, hold on. MIT is where the kids
yes.
went to for
yeah,
that movie 21. 21
the
right?
movie 21, yep.
The book, I have that book actually, Bringing Down the House.
Great.
And my professor was from MIT and was like,
movie.
Knew those guys, was kind of involved with those guys,
yeah.
and he was teaching this class. But yeah, I can't
wow.
throw. I did a 1 year long project where I wrote a paper on the bench press. That was a class. That was a full credit class. I just wrote a paper on the bench
That's
press.
Awesome.
That's the most Andy Hart thing I've ever heard
if
in my life.
If anybody thinks the Hardo thing is just an act.
No, that's true. You can check my transcript at Tufts University.
Oh,
I graduated. Oh, I did quite well, and I did a full year-long paper project on the bench press.
Bench press 101.
I refuse to believe this is real life.
The things that
life.
Tufts can do for
that
you.
I paper, man.
I Some, should find it.
I'm just curious.
I actually realized halfway through, like, oh, this is going to be harder than I thought. Like, I forgot how long. It had to be pretty long. I don't know, like 25 pages. Say,
what do you
like,
do a 25-page paper like, on the bench press?
Say you push up, then you come back down,
yeah.
and then you push up again,
up again yeah.
and then you can vary your reps
like
and
a
sets.
Chumbawamba song.
You keep your elbows in tight.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's variations. There's incline and decline, which hit different well, portions
grip,
of the chest.
There's wide grip.
Yes, there. And this is basically what I did.
And you're on page two now.
Yeah, and I was like, ooh, yeah, I got to do a little more research for this.
Wow. 1,500 words, huh? I'm 107 in.
Awesome. Courier new, double
space,
all
space.
These things. Oh, nope, now we're 4 pages.
Double spaced.
So. Yeah, it was interesting. But yeah, so UNC and UVA. Ted, who are you rooting for again?
You know what? It's look, I like the underdogs. Who's the underdog in this game? Is it UNC? Come on, Tar Heels.
You
let's
are
go,
not
baby.
Rooting for UNC, you fraud.
Teddy's just rooting for the game of football in
that's
this
it.
One.
Yes,
just the health of the game.
Just a good story. He likes the
theater. Root for the story. I definitely root for the story.
Speaking of guys who root for the story, but those are cranky stories, that's Mike Giardi up next. He is the one guy that I've actually heard kind of pump the brakes on the Patriots, the offense, Drake May a little bit. We'll ask him about that. Is he still pumping the brakes, and will he still be doing that if Drake May has a good game against the Cleveland Browns' number one defense this Sunday? Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, up next here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.